All 18 AFL CEOs, well, they met this week in Melbourne. There's some big announcements. They're going to affect the Adelaide Footy Club. So let's get their CEO on now, Andrew Fagan. Andrew, thanks for your time.
G'day, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, has the sold-out flag gone up? We're going to break any records tonight?
Look, yeah, it certainly went up. It went up yesterday, and which is fantastic. Obviously, wonderful support for Friday night footy. And there's a bit on the line tonight as well, and I think members and supporters recognise that. So look, it'll be full out there. We'll keep ourselves warm and hopefully witness a great game of footy.
I like it when the CEO's confident. We're a good chance tonight, I reckon. Delidio's out. It's our home ground, record crowd. You pumped? You ready? You think we can take it?
Mate, I'm always optimistic, and I am pretty pumped. And I'm sure that, like a lot of other people, we want to see the boys respond from, what was a disappointing performance last weekend. And I'm sure they're up for it. As you said, there's plenty to play for. That Friday night footy, there'll be 1.1, 1.2 million people watching in lounge rooms. There'll be 50,000 packing out Adelaide Oval, and there's a lot to play for. So I'm ready for them to get it on.
We just spoke to Keith Thomas and we brought up the CEO meeting. You obviously would have been there as well. What are the big things that, I guess, affect the Adelaide Football Club from that meeting?
Oh, look, we covered a bunch of issues everything from rules of the game through to the drugs policy, equalisation debate, various aspects of inclusion policy and obviously some business as usual for those meetings around the state of the game and the financial state of the game. So, mate, there was plenty covered and all of it's of interest. There's never a dull day in footy and I think the AFL is a big industry, so there's always plenty on. But for us, they all affect us in some way, Bix. I've spoken about the equalisation debate. It's an important one for us. We've got the new broadcast discussions are taking place at the moment. They'll impact us again. The 2016 fixture's been debated and constructed, so that's important for us. And there's a bunch of issues around, everything from match review panel all the way through to the laws of the game. So, it all impacts us one way or another.
The equalisation debate, will you be a net contributor next year?
Oh, my word, as we are this year.
So, will it increase, I should say?
Yeah, we are. Well, you're right. Look, some of the reports most recently have been around the revenue share, and well, that increases, but because that's the minor part of what we contribute. So we also contribute a seat levy that's in excess of $700,000 a year. We've got a revenue share that's $130,000 a year on top of that. It'll go to $180,000 next year. So we're putting in sort of $850,000, roughly next year, as we are doing this year. So it's we're absolutely a net contributor to the system. And I should say, look, I'm a supporter of equalisation. It's really important, and it's not just that financial contribution. So equalisation comes in many forms. We've got the draft. We've got the salary cap. We've got the football cap on spend, which is also an important part of it. Then we've got what you contribute in. So I'm a supporter of it, but we've got to get the model to work as well. And at the moment, the model's not quite working, and which is why it's up for review. And I've made those points clear to the AFL, and we look forward to participating in that process over the coming months.
Port generate more revenue than the Crows. Talk us through this seat levy of $700,000. I mean, that is ridiculous. I need to know that. And the equalisation, you're one of 10 that have to give. You're a have club. I don't understand by the numbers why you are. And I think a lot of Crows fans would want to know that, because you're starting behind the eight ball from the go. So let's start with the $700,000 seat levy. Why the hell do you pay that and the Crows don't?
I wasn't there when it was determined 12 months or 24 months ago, but I think everyone agreed on the principle of equalisation. Then you sort of look to the how, then you get into negotiation, Rowie. So then you've got some clubs who generate millions in gaming revenue, but then that was excluded. Then you're looking at, well, what's something that's familiar to all clubs? And obviously, generating attendance is one of them. And I think a decision was made that, those generating significant crowds, therefore, should be contributing a proportion of those proceeds back into the pot. And then some decisions were made around which clubs were haves and which ones were have-nots. Now, the issue with that is that we obviously do that wonderfully well here. We've got fantastic support in Adelaide and South Australia, and we have fantastic crowds at an extraordinary venue, and as we'll see this evening. But we've also got a financial construct as a business that's very different to that of Collingwood or Hawthorn or Richmond or Essendon. And we shouldn't be grouped, West Coast or Fremantle for that matter, and we shouldn't just be grouped with them in the same way. So I think we've got a model that's probably a little more simplistic than it needs to be, and probably lacks some flexibility as well. I don't seek to lobby this through the public arena. The AFL know my views, and I've made them really clearly to Gill, and he also agrees that we've got a review in place of this, so that's commencing soon for that exact reason, to see how it's fallen over the preceding couple of years, what's worked and what hasn't, and I'm sure we'll come up with a model going forward that more appropriately reflects the position of the club, so that you don't have particularly a squeeze on the middle class, which probably happens at the moment, where the haves have a cap and they're only contributing so much, and the have-nots obviously receive. And then there's a bunch of deemed have clubs who were effectively borrowing money from the bank to pay into the pot.
Which is you guys.
So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And I hope you're winning with that, because it doesn't sound like the previous executive negotiated well enough, was strong enough, was smart enough to position the Crows as not one of those clubs. That's what it sounds like to me. And are you going to have any chance of getting rid of the 700k a year seat levy?
Well, I think it's just got to be taken into account with everything else, Rowie. So, Look, everything should be appropriately comparative and relative, and we should all sort of experience the same comparative level of pain, and it should be generating sufficient benefit also to create positive impact for those clubs that need it most. Because 100% we need 18 competitive clubs who can all see their way to making finals into the foreseeable future. We need that as a competition. So I'm a believer in that. We've just got to make sure the balance is right, and I'm happy to contribute. I'm happy to contribute a chunk, but it's just got to be appropriate, and that's what we'll work on over the coming time.
Okay, let's talk something a little bit more familiar. That's football and coaching. Have you got together with your subcommittee and I guess agreed on what the structure is for the new coach going forward?
Look, we certainly got together as a subcommittee, and as I think you guys know, so I've got myself and David Noble and Mark Rusciuto and Alan Stewart who form that subcommittee, and we've met a few times to look at the scope of the role, obviously to begin the process of identifying candidates and just to work our way through it. And it's a healthy, positive discussion at the moment. We're pretty clear on what we need to do, and that'll roll out over the coming 4 to 6 weeks.
So you're clear, do you know the model you want moving forward then, if you say you're clear on what you want to do?
Yeah, look, we are. So we're in a very different position to that we're in 10 months ago. The footy program's in really good shape. It's healthy, we've got a positive culture, we've got, we're on that journey, but we're heading in the right direction in terms of being an elite football program. And as I said, when I first arrived, I wanted the leading football program in the AFL, and that's what we set out to do. And we're well on that journey. So we're entering the process differently, but we're still going through the process thoroughly. And we don't want to leave any stone unturned, and we want to make sure we're viewing this as an opportunity to make further improvement, and we'll continue to do that. I'm not going to talk openly about what the precise structure is, because it's hard to say definitively until we begin working through with candidates what they would particularly bring to the Adelaide Footy Club. But needless to say, we've got a whole lot of intelligence at our disposal in terms of the process that went through last time and people we spoke with and people we assessed. We're using that as one of the inputs. We've got the strength of what we've developed over the last 10 months to feed as another input and a really clear direction about what we want to achieve as a footy club. And now we've, we'll go through the process of looking at candidates over the coming weeks.
How important or critical then is John Worsfold to all of this? And are you confident he will commit?
No, we haven't asked him to commit. So, but as you know, I think we sort of said publicly, he came across and he made a commitment for 2015, and we're really appreciative of him doing that. I think I sort of made the phone call to him on the Sunday, asking him to come across. He didn't hesitate. He said he'd be honoured to help us out, but you know, he was clear at that point in time that, you know, this was the decision for 2015. So look, we're working through the process, you know, looking at all candidates and just appreciative at the moment that he's helping us out at this point in time, and he's been, and to that extent, he's been an extraordinary contributor. He's adding a lot to the footy club. He's certainly helping the, you know, not just Campo, but the other coaches that are in place, and they're learning from him. Obviously, he's an extremely experienced individual and a really good character. So we're staffing him for all that he can provide the footy club. Yeah. He's also able to give us some insights into that might assist our coach selection process, which is also beneficial.
Have you put a time constraint on it to them internally? Or are you worried that Carlton might cut your lunch, or for that matter, if Essendon hit the market as well? That someone might be your man?
No, this is just one of those processes. And I think you might have asked me the same question probably 10 months ago, Rowie. I probably answered it in a similar way, which is you want to move quickly, but we're not going to rush. It's important to get these decisions.
Then. I reckon you had your man back then. Have you got your man now?
No,
it sounds to me then you got your man then.
No, when you asked me that question last time, because I remember I got asked, it was two days after I'd started, and I certainly didn't have my man when I was answering you. So we went through a process, and we made good decisions. We were really clear about what we wanted, and we did end up getting our man, and we'll be taking the same approach this time. And, you know, we won't waste any time. We'll move as quickly as we possibly can.
Yep.
I'm not going to rush it because I'm scared of what Carlton have got to do. They've got their process they've got to go through, and they can do it.
Well, we've hit you with all the hard-hitting questions. Now the big one you've been waiting for. You got the phone turned on. You're ready to go. Your lovely partner, Alana, is getting very close. When's the due date?
Yeah, you're right, mate. Well, the due date's this weekend, so...
Oh, wow.
Please.
So I've just actually ducked home to change suit. I've got to do a two-minute turnaround once I get off the phone to you guys to rush back out to the stadium. And I was happy to see that she was up and about and ready to leave and head to the footy. So hopefully, if it's a tight game tonight, you never know. It could set it off. It could make a really big Friday for me, super Friday. She's in good shape, mate. We've appreciated all the support that we've received from everybody, and there's plenty here in Adelaide, which is great, and I'm looking forward to hopefully maybe a couple of big wins this weekend.
Well, the 15th's the new moon. The bloodworms are out. That's my date for you. There you go. The tides, the moon.
He's the fisherman.
I'm the fisherman. Fags, 15th. There you go. See if I'm right.
All right. Well, careful. Yeah.
All the best.
Little Stephen. Little Rowie.
No, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Thanks so much for taking some time, Fags. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and good luck in the coming days.
Thanks, guys.